The Intensive Treatment Mental Health Court is one of three specialty courts available to adults in Livingston County who find themselves in the criminal justice system. With a $170,000 annual budget, all of it is provided through a grant from the State Court Administrative Office. The court is presided over by Judge Suzanne Geddes, who routinely gets updates from participants on how they're doing, including their medication needs. The team, which is made up of representatives from the court, probation officers, community mental health, a defense attorney, a peer support mentor, and the Livingston County Sheriff's Office, work with people who have committed a nonviolent misdemeanor or felony, but are also suffering from a severe mental illness. Ken Nicholas is the community mental health liaison and says that having a large number of people with knowledge in different areas is valuable for problem solving and helping the participant. Participation in mental health court is voluntary. Those taking part are expected to attend assigned mental health treatment and, in some cases, substance abuse treatment. Judge Geddes runs the hearings in a more casual manner than most would expect when having to appear in court. She spends time with each participant, asking not just about their treatment, but about the things going on in their lives. When one participant was looking for a job, Geddes reached out to their peers in attendance and found one who was willing to put in a good word for them at their place of employment. If they do well, they progress through a four-phase process and are rewarded for moving up a phase with a gift card and congratulations from the judge. For even smaller accomplishments, such as getting a job, they are rewarded with a prize from a grab bag that includes snacks or gift cards. If they slip up, they face sanctions and warnings, but Judge Geddes says the support remains available to them. Nicholas said that following court, they have an adjunct treatment group that everyone participates in that helps them make better decisions for themselves. Participants are generally in the mental health court for 2 years, and upon graduation, get an opportunity to reflect on their experience with the court. Nicholas says that a common theme is the participant being uncertain about the road ahead of them in the beginning, but then feeling a deep appreciation for it in the end. For WHMI News, I'm Mike Kruseman.